Brilliant. Well, boys and girls, would you like to come to the front? Because I'm going to do something very special today. Because you're all special, and this is a special day, I thought I'd bake a cake. Because I know you all like cake. So I've never made a cake before, but we're going to give it a go. This is great. He's our Father, and He loves us, and that's all we need to know. Good. There's room in the floor. It's okay. Maybe some of you can help me bake a cake. Are there any bakers in here, by the way, in case I get stuck and I need to ask for a bit of advice? Who's a really good baker? Oh, don't be shy. Neve? No, definitely not. Okay. Sorry? She's very much. So the first thing you need is a... What's the technical term for this? What? An apron. Sorry, Evan. Anyway, do you think it suits me? I got it for Christmas. Yeah. Oh, I'll have to get an extra large next time. Anyway, it's not my tummy, is it? That's a bit tight fitting this. Anyway, so here we go. It's great. I've got my cookbook. I've got my Happy Pear cookbook. And in this, we cannot go wrong. Can we? No. Anyway, I've got some caster sugar. Pardon? What type of cake? You've got to guess what type of cake is it. What kind of cake can you make with self-raising flour and sugar and sprinkles? Thank you. Have you done this before? Have you made a cake before? Food coloring. Don't use too much of that food coloring. It's very expensive. My favorite bit. Eggs, yes. Oh, I love eggs as well. Alan. Alan, are you a good catcher? Good. And of course you need a bowl. This is brilliant. And you need a... Do you want to come up and help me? Well done, that is great. And I've got a... A what? A spade. Well, I'm probably going to dig a few holes for myself here. This is great. Pardon? All right, I see. Yes? That really hurts. That really hurts. Are you going to bake a real cake? What do you think I'm doing? I've got all the gear, and I've got sprinkles. Of course I'm making a real cake. So, an actual cake. In fact, it's so actual, we will make you eat it at the end. Yeah. What type of cake are we making? Have you any different... Hang on a minute. Let me do the talking. This doesn't happen on Saturday Kitchen. No. Hang on. All right, here we go. Opening the flour. Where's my... I've got a cake. 6 ounces... of flour. What do you need for that? A waiter. You need scales, that's right. What do you think 6 ounces would look like? Tell me when to stop. Anybody? More. This is dangerous. This. Is that about 6 ounces? What do you think? Doesn't taste too good at the moment. Anyway, there we go. So 6 ounces of flour, 4 ounces of sugar. So that would be a bit more than the flour, wouldn't it? If one was 6 and one was 4, there'd be more, wouldn't it?
No, it's less.
I'm glad there's someone here with a brain. What? Tell me when to stop, boys and girls. Are you sure?
Yes.
But I've got a sweet tooth.
Yes.
What? I haven't ruined the cake. Edward's looking forward to eating it. Should I mix it up a bit? Wow, doesn't that look brilliant? What do you think, Brian?
That was
the egg. Wow. So, three eggs. Where did we do with the eggs? Have you ever seen me juggle three eggs? I used to be able to juggle many years ago. I wonder if I still got it. Come on, I'll do it over here close to you. But I'm really quite good, ready? That was a bit of a risk, wasn't it? Yeah. Pete! Yeah, three eggs. Okay, let's all count. One. Two. What? What's wrong? It says three eggs. Or crack them. Is that it? It's a bit late to tell me now, isn't it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Is it looking good?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Help, help.
No, it's okay, it's okay.
You have to take the shell out.
But I'm following the recipe. It doesn't say take the shell off. It says three eggs. I put three eggs in it.
No, I'll help you. I'll help you.
No, it's okay. Have a seat, have a seat, have a seat. Some food coloring. Who? Do you like your run? What is wrong?
You forgot. You need the yolk part, the middle of the egg, not the shell.
It's only my first go. You can't be perfect the first time. What? Anyway, good. And then to decorate it, some sprinkles. What? Tell me when to stop. Do you want more? Edward, this is going to taste really good. This is brilliant. This is looking good. Well, anyway. So, do we put it in the oven?
Yeah!
No. Would anyone like to taste it to see how it's doing so far? What?
No! No!
Are you sure? Go and have a little go. Would you like to try it? No. So what do you think? Have I got this right?
Don't take the shell off an egg. That's just the thing.
Have I made a mess of it?
Yeah.
That's not very nice of you to say that. It was my first go. You could be a bit encouraging.
Yeah.
Oh, take the shell off and it'll be okay. There's a woman of faith. Yeah. Okay. What? I cracked it! What? Only one more to go. Who wants to crack this one?
No.
No. Anyway. Okay, have a little seat. I think it looks alright. Okay, will I ask an expert? Karen, you're good with food. Have I gone wrong anywhere? What would you have done differently?
Oh, I'll help you.
No. What should I have done differently?
You got the
shells. Oh, got the eggs wrong. Did I have enough? Did I have
enough? Take the shells out.
Did I have enough sugar? Okay.
Put the shells in again.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll bake this anyway. See what it's like, and I'll give you some at the end. Is that okay? Oh, well, that's it. I am not making any more cakes. I'm rubbish at this game. This is hopeless. I think I'll stick to... I'm really sad. You weren't very encouraging.
Okay.
It would have been more encouraging if you had tasted it. Anyway, have a little seat, have a little seat. I don't think we'll make that anymore. But boys and girls, I'm rubbish at making cakes. Even when I've got my Happy Pear recipe book, it was rubbish. But I didn't really follow the directions very well, did I? Whenever someone can bake a cake really well, bless you, when someone can bake a cake really well, it's a beautiful work of art, and they present it and you think, wow, doesn't that look beautiful? I think I've got that lesson. I've had nothing but you've got to crack the shell. But boys and girls, have a little seat, because what I wanted to say was I'm rubbish at creating things like that. I'm not a very good creator. Taking a few things and making it into something beautiful and something edible. But you see, when God was creating all those wonderful pictures that we had, God made the most wonderful things out of nothing. He didn't need anything. He could make anything out of nothing, which is amazing.
And
I made a rubbish cake. Thank you. They're all critics around here. So who can remember what God made on day one? Can you remember what he made on day one? What? Yes. He made light, and light and darkness, the light and darkness separated. And did he do it really well? Yes. It was really good, wasn't it? What did he do on day two? Boys. Well, never mind. What did he do on day two? Can you wonder what he made on day two? No. What did he make? No. Come and sit down here. Boys and girls, come on over here. I'm going to tell you something for a moment. Come on over here for a moment. The cake went well, but the rest of us not. But anyway, God is the most amazing creator, because everything that he made, you know what he said? He said it was good. Who made the light and the darkness? Who made the land and the sea and the sky?
God.
Who made the trees and the flowers?
God.
Who made the animals and the fish and the sea and the birds and the air?
God.
And who made you?
God.
That is exactly right. And you know what the Bible says? It says that you are incredibly made. You are fabulous. In fact, you know what the Bible says? He says you are God's workmanship. You are just special. You're special because God made you, which is amazing.
I think next time. Edward Little Gardens.
Yes, we will do. But the amazing thing is that God makes everything perfect. But you know something? Have a little seat for a moment. You can tell me afterwards. But God doesn't stop creating. You see, you guys, you'll get taller and you'll get broader and you'll learn lots more and you'll do lots of amazing things. And God is going to see you change, but not only in the way you look and on the outside. God wants to see you changed on the inside to become more and more and more like Jesus. And why would we want to be like Jesus? Would that be a good thing to do? Would it be good to be like Jesus? Because Jesus was kind and generous. Jesus would have been the best friend ever. Jesus was perfect. And God wants to shape us. He wants to create us to be like Jesus, who loves us very much. So boys and girls, as you're growing, and God's got his hand on you, he's got a brilliant plan for your life. Because just this age isn't it. He's got a plan, an exciting plan for your life. For your life, Sebastian. Yes.
Next time you should bake a cake and you should listen to us.
I'm never baking a cake again in this place. But boys and girls, that's all I want to say to you. God is making you into more and more like Jesus every day. And if you want to be like Jesus, he will create you into this beautiful masterpiece. Because you're special to him. Because he made you. Every atom of you. There is nothing he does not know about you. Or there's no one that he does not love. So I want you to remember that, boys and girls. We're going to sing a song. Are we going to sing a song? I think we are. Yeah. What is your favorite animal, boys and girls? What's your favorite animal?
Dolphin.
Dolphin? Dog. Snail. Octopus. Elephant. Wiggly worm. Butterfly. We're going to sing, If I Were a Butterfly, and If I Were a Wiggly Worm, If I Were an Octopus, and If I Were an Elephant, and I want you to do all the
if
actions.
If I were a little hamster.
So well, that's not in one of the verses. But let's stand and we'll sing If I Were a Butterfly.